foot placed in front, of course.
All right. Thank you all very much. The next item is Columbia Gas of Virginia. Benny.
Columbia Gas of Virginia is requesting after-the-fact authorization for an installation by directional drill method of a 4-inch natural gas line under Kingsland Creek, which is a tributary to the James River in Chesterfield County. This line replaced a previously exposed line in the same location that was exposed during a storm event. The project is located in Chesterfield County. That's the James to the north and east. This is Interstate 95, and there's a rail line that runs parallel to a gas right-of-way here. A little closer view. Again, this is Kingsland Creek, and the project is located approximately here. This is the 2002 digital orthophotos. Again, the creek running in this direction, downstream to the James. This is the railroad. You'll see a railroad bridge in the ground shots. And a little closer view is basically in this location. This is the right-of-way of the gas line here, and then there's a turn, and it goes across under the railroad and out in this direction. These are pictures that were submitted by the applicant in the application that was received on January the 9th requesting to install a replacement gas line by directional drill method. The agent for the applicant was Town Sites Engineering, and they indicated in their cover letter that due to the precarious nature of this exposed gas line that they were going to, Columbia Gas would be proceeding with emergency replacement and installation while they sought after the fact approval, admitting that the project would be completed probably within a week of the date of the letter that was sent to us along with the JPA. Again, Kingsland Creek is a non-tidal waterway. It's about 20 feet wide at this location. The new pipeline was installed by directional drill method and would be 5 feet, approximately 5 feet below the existing stream bed. Therefore, there were no direct disturbances to the stream bed itself. These are plan view drawings that were submitted with the application. Again, you can see the existing line as it was exposed, and then the directional drill method below the existing creek. These are some ground shots taken. Again, approximately in this location is where the new line was installed. There was quite a bit of disturbance in the right-of-way where they brought equipment in. This is quite a long drive to get to this. You have to walk in by foot to get back to it without heavy equipment. Again, there's a stake here. The line crosses somewhat at a diagonal under the creek. This is after the installation was completed. Again, comes back over on this side. As you can see, there was no disturbance to the creek. We received no objections to this project, and no other state agencies have commented. The placement of utilities over, under, or through state-owned submerged lands requires a permit from VMRC. The applicant was aware of this requirement since they contacted us preceding the work. However, due to the emergency nature and with staff's knowledge, they proceeded with the work while submitting an application for authorization. Had the applicant had the opportunity to submit an application with enough lead time to put the line in, we would have administratively issued a permit for this without having to go to full commission meeting. Therefore, you can turn the lights back on, Kev. Our summary and recommendation is based on the emergency nature of this request to replace the exposed gas line and the fact that the line was directionally drilled. Staff recommends after-the-fact approval be granted with a triple permit fee and royalties, but without any civil charge consideration. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
What do you mean by with staff's knowledge? I mean, they discuss this emergency with you?
They sent us a letter with the application.
After it had been done?
No. We received the application January the 9th. They indicated in their letter that they would be installing it by January the 16th because of the emergency nature of the exposed line. So we knew about a week in advance, but that wasn't enough time to process it and actually issue a permit.
All right. Mr. Rafah?
When was the weather-related event that exposed it?
I'm not sure. I think they do routine maintenance. This thing could have been exposed for quite some time.
Okay.
But they discovered it, I think, in checking the line.
So as soon as they discovered it, they put the application in and moved forward.
This, like I said, it's kind of inaccessible. You can't see this from a road. You have to walk in or go down there right away, which is a long ways from anywhere.
Anyone here from?
I'm not sure.
Anyone here from Columbia Gas? They must not think it's too significant. All right. Anyone here in the audience wish to speak to this issue? No one from the audience? The matter is before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Garrison.
I've seen this happen several times before, and I don't think they did anything deliberately or out of context when they had to. You don't leave a 6-inch gas line hanging in the air. I'd like to make a motion. We take staff recommendation with triple fees, only with the letter to Columbia Gas that don't ever do it again. You don't have to, unless you get caught again.
A second to that motion?
I'll second.
Yeah. Seconded by who? Mr. Holland. Further discussion to the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right. Item 11, Cano's Ray issues and update. Jack and Bob.
There it is.
Who's first? Jack?